It's been 10 years since Prince, the musical icon from Minneapolis, died of an accidental overdose. His Paisley Park studio is now a museum and concert hall where fans and tourists from around the world have come to remember Prince and pay tribute to him today. Minnesota Public Radio's Regina Medina traveled there and has this report.
It's an all-day affair at Paisley Park where a Prince-loving community has gathered. 61-year-old Annette Roberson says she's a super fan who was in seventh grade when she started listening to Prince.
I used to babysit, take my babysitting money and buy his records when he came out. I was able to see him in concert, the Love Sexy concert.
Roberson says she loved his dancing, his wardrobe, and especially his hair.
I used to wear my hair like him back in the 80s, or he wore it like me, one or the other.
Roberson flew in from a Chicago suburb to spend 24 hours at Paisley Park. She's not the only one who traveled distance. Julienne Grossi and five friends traveled from Marseille, France, to attend the 10-year commemoration. Grossi says they just had to be in Minnesota because Prince's music was such a part of their lives.
I started with Prince with Purple Rain, and I always listened to Prince. I listened to some other artists, of course, but Prince was always here in my life, always.
Prince's Purple Rain propelled him to global stardom, and the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, too. Julie Flannery from St. Paul says, although Prince is recognized for his music, there was so much more about him that was special.
He was so himself and so ahead of his time. Just felt like a deeply spiritual person, but then someone who was like, went hard for Minnesota and Minneapolis and supported local artists.
Michaela Elder, a manager at the Paisley Park Museum, says that Prince did pave the way for many of the musicians who are popular today.
And it's also great that he created Paisley Park as his creative sanctuary so that, you know, we can all come here and remember and learn and also just be together on days like today.
She calls it a full circle moment of sharing information about Prince's life and his legacy so future generations can enjoy his music and appreciate it. Although his fans have come to Minnesota to honor him on the day he died, there will be an even bigger celebration in June, an annual event held near his birthday. For NPR News, I'm Regina Medina at Paisley Park. I never meant to call you when you sorrow. I never meant to call you when you pain. I don't want to have you laughing.